Thank you for calling customer service. This is Haley. How may I help you?
Haley, I need to say, oh, let me see what I'm trying to say. Okay, there's an amount on my Discover that I'm disputing, and they told me to call this number. So I would like, I didn't sign up for this subscription for whatever, it's like $92.90. So they said to call so you could credit my Discover card.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So if you can give me your postal code, which is your zip code, I can get your account pulled up and see what I can do for you.
Sure. Okay, 17901.
Okay, so just so I'm hearing that correctly, 17901. Okay. And your first and last name?
Okay, first name Darlene, last name Lachlan, Laughlin.
Yes, ma'am. So, can you go ahead and verify your address for me?
Sure, 1812 Elk Avenue, Pottsville, Pennsylvania, 17901.
Yes, ma'am. So, I do see on your account that you have the keto and cleanse.
I got
Yes.
those and my chart is fine with that. I'm not fine with the March 10th that your company posted $92.90 to my Discover for a subscription or something that I don't need.
Yes, ma'am.
I need that.
I do understand. So let me just explain to you what happened here. So whenever you signed up for that 14-day trial, the 670 and 745, you remember paying that, ma'am?
Yes, it was on my Discover. I'm okay with that.
Yes, ma'am. So whenever you signed up for that, it did say whenever you checked the 18 or older box that it was a 14-day trial, and if you didn't call within those 14 days, then you would be billed the regular price of the supplements that you have gotten, ma'am.
No, I'm not happy with that. So I need to have a credit 9290 to Discover. Because if not, I'm calling Discover back, and then you'll have to deal with them.
Yes, ma'am. I do understand. Since you said you already disputed it, what I need you to do is call back with your bank on the phone and let us know that they are going to drop the dispute and will issue
No,
your
they're not. They're going to do that, but. I need you, somehow I need somebody to let Discover know to do this. Your company needs to credit my Discover card. And
Yes,
I don't
ma'am.
want any more products or anything like that. So this is dropped in your lap now. It's not dropped in Discover.
Yes, ma'am.
Your company
Well,
charged Discover.
yes, ma'am. I do understand what you're saying, but since they already started the dispute on your 9290, there's really nothing I can do on my side. If I need you to call Discover and then call us back and have them on the phone to let us know that
Yeah,
they
but
had.
I don't know how to do all that. I don't know how to connect other people on a call. I mean, I'm not, savvy on that. So, I can't have a three-way call because I don't know what I would be doing. So I
Yes.
need it done, a different way.
Yes, ma'am. So, the other way that you can do it is have your bank call us and or Discover call us and tell us that they are dropping this dispute and we can issue a full refund of the 92.90 back to
Okay,
your
just so you know, she said that they're getting a lot of calls on this. So somehow that website is a little bit tricky, or there's some hidden word somewhere that nobody's seeing this, that everybody's getting the same problem that I'm calling about. Because, you get the cheaper price, try for 14 days, but you have to pay this. Okay, everybody did, no big deal. But where is this fine print online that says that you're going to be charged 90 some dollars? Like a
Yes.
lot of calls are coming into her. So on your company's end, I think there needs to be a little bit more emphasis on what the customer is going to have to deal with,
Yes, ma'am.
because
I do under I do understand, ma'am. And what I can do for you is
Well, if your company put the charge to Discover, can your company give my Discover card, which you have all the numbers, a credit? And I'll be happy.
Yes, ma'am. I can do that if you have Discover call me and tell me
all
that
right,
they...
I will do that. Okay, what's
dropping
your
this.
Name? I need
my
a name and a phone number. Go ahead.
Yes, ma'am. My name is Haley.
Okay, and a phone number, Haley?
It's the number that you are calling on right now.
That 3990?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I give call Discover. They have this number because that they gave me your number. So that's why I know they're having issues with this company charging a lot of their customers, because how would they have had that number so readily available for to give their customers the number and tell me I have to call this company, your company, or if I don't know if it's your company, but if you're one of the, you know, the workers there, or if it's an offsite, you know, company that charges people. I don't know how that works. But,
yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We're
all
actually,
right, I'll call.
I was going to say, we're actually a third party call center.
Yes.
So.
I figured. Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. No, you can't do anything about it. And I don't mean to be rude to you, but, and I don't know if that means anything, but if Discover, I'm sure, is getting tons of calls on this company that you work for third party wise, then there might be an issue. I don't know with the website, but you know, this kind of like dissuades people from ordering online, because that's very fine print somewhere, you know, you missed. And then of course, you know, that's not right. I mean, if it's up in your face and you see, and you signed up for it or do something, press here, and that means you're going to get charged $92. Well, most people would say yes or no. They have an option. But when they sneak it in like that, and I only knew it because I was calling Discover for a different reason, and she said to me, am I calling about? And she mentioned what I ordered, and I said no. And then she said, well, I would like to let you know that company charged you $92.90, and it got posted to your Discover on March the 10th. Now, of course, my statement that came in, it ends February 26th, my purchases, so that March 10th wouldn't be on there yet, and I understand that. So this is something that if they're getting calls on and they have a phone number on, this seems to me, I don't know if you have a supervisor or who else you go to, but, you know, I really see how these sites can get, you know, people mad, and then, you know, you lose business when people get taken advantage of. And it's not you. I'm not saying it's you, Haley, but you can just see how it could happen. I mean, you do understand, right? I mean, not that you can say yes or no, but you can understand how quick you're pressing buttons on an iPad to order something, and then, you know, 2 weeks later, they're saying, oh, now $90-some you're getting charged. So I want to make sure they don't continue to charge me that 92 for whatever, what, once a month? I don't even know how much that was. You know, how many times that was supposed to be for.
Yes,
so,
ma'am.
All right. Okay, Haley, I'm not knocking you or anything, but I will have somebody from Discover call and ask for you, and then have them tell you through Discover that I guess they're giving you permission to remove that charge. That's kind of what I need to say, right?
Yes, ma'am. You'll just call Discover and tell them to give us a call, and we'll issue a full refund if they drop the dispute that they had filed.
Okay, but do you see what I'm saying? To remedy this, it might be good to cut it off quick, because she knew the phone number of this company. She knew right away to tell me, which I had no idea that was even happening. We talked about the cashback bonus number amount on my bill, and then this came up. So this is really something that all of a sudden people calling there, they must be inundated with phone calls about this company that's charging the people, you know. So you're the third party and you're just so earning your living, which is fine. I don't dispute that or anything, but it's a lot more work now for Discover to keep having people call them and then or having them call your company, and how many more of these are going to, I mean, can I ask you, could you be honest, is this the first somebody called disputing this amount?
No, ma'am.
See? Okay. All right. Well, hey, you deserve your paycheck today. You had a lot of craziness. So, all right, Haley, I will call Discover tomorrow, and then they'll, you know, call you, and then I guess I can ask Discover to, you know, through my email to send me something that the dispute is taken care of. So I don't want it to go any further. I just want it to stop, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Haley, have a good rest of the day. Okay?
You too. Thank you for calling customer service.
Okay, right, sure. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.